Rush Hour Catch-Up for Stannard Homes, WA's longest-standing family home builder.
Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Big news today. You've probably heard it by now. The Royals, Harry and Meghan, they've had their baby, little baby boy. We don't know the name yet. My money's on Gregory, okay? If you're going to drop a bet down, my money is on Gregory. I don't know if that's an option anywhere, but that's my tip for you. Don't ask me why. It's just a feeling that I've got. I feel it in my waters. But somebody else had a royal baby, and they're talking about it as a royal baby, and that is comedian Amy Schumer. And then something else was happening today as well. The extraordinary fashion event of the year, which is the Met Gala, where all of the big celebs in Hollywood and whatever, they get together and they all wear fancy stuff, sometimes random crazy stuff, and they take a lot of pictures and, you know, all that pomp, crap, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, it just so happened that Amy Schumer was in town during the Met Gala and decided to stop at the Met Gala in nothing but sweatpants and just a random shirt and a coat over the top of it, on her way to the hospital to have her baby, to get up on the special Met Gala steps and take a heap of pictures. It's the best thing that you will see today. Just jump online and type in Amy Schumer Met Gala. It's the best thing. 133353, I would love to hear from you. Your pit stop on the way to having a baby. Where'd you go? Could be as something as simple as, I am not going to have this baby until I get myself a Big Mac. Hit stop at Macca's. Thank you very much. We're doing this. Could be something even crazier than that.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Pit stop on the way to having a baby. John and Pearsall, what was yours?
Well, we're expecting our first child, and she started getting these contraction pains. So quickly hop in the car. I skipped breakfast. So we're going along Ocean Reef Road, and I was starving. So I said, look, let's just quickly pop into Bunnings. I got a hot dog. I was waiting in line for about, I reckon, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
When I came back, her water broke and just all over the car was
get out.
Like baby fluid and that. It was a mess. So we got there. Everything was all right. But, gee, that hot dog went down like a beauty.
Oh, I bet it absolutely did, mate. And good to be at Bunnings as well because, you know, you've got everything you need there to for a situation like that. You could throw a bit of sawdust down in the back of the car, like, you know, all that
That's
sort of
right.
Stuff. Yeah.
A catty litter.
Yeah, but yeah. What was baby in the end? Little girl, little boy?
Baby boy.
Baby
daughter.
Boy. Beautiful, yeah. Mate. And a Bunnings hot dog to go with it as well. You beauty. Yeah. Good on you, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Joe in Byford. Not so much a pit stop on the way, but almost didn't even get there.
No. My husband wanted to leave, but I said I needed to do a few chores, and one of them was moving a goat, a very large goat, re-tethering him.
Yeah.
So he's taking off with me, doubled over in pain, holding my stomach.
So this is while you were having contractions?
Oh, yes. I was very much having contractions. And then I decided I had to move the horses from paddock to paddock too, because who knows how many days I was going to be away for.
Somebody else couldn't have done this stuff for you?
No, because my husband wasn't animal-minded, so I couldn't trust him with my precious horses.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
And the end result is that my waters also broke in the car.
Oh, wow.
When we finally did get going, we had to drive from Byford to Ashdale for the hospital.
Yeah.
And then couldn't get out of the car in the car park at the hospital because everything was happening.
Yeah, but at least you repinned the goat. That's the main thing.
I did. I moved the goat. Bombo was his name. I moved him successfully.
Oh, jeez. Good on you, Jay.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
John Oliver. You know this guy, right? He's a comedian in the US, presents a Tonight Show. John Oliver Tonight. And he does these rants that go viral about things around the world, and sometimes they're serious. More often than not, they deliver this serious content quite humorously. You know, it's really funny to watch it while it's actually delivering home a pretty important message. Well, he's gone to town on Australia's election campaign. That's right, what we're going through right now. Take a listen.
But sexual harassment Dundee here is by no means the only spectacular implosion of this campaign so far. A shocking number of candidates have got in trouble over offensive social media posts. This one for anti-Muslim posts, this one for anti-Semitic posts, this one for homophobic remarks, this one for a rape joke, and this one, Ross McDonald, for a plethora of lewd photos he posted to his own Facebook.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summation of the choices ahead of us to the next election campaign, isn't it? I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, there's a few others there that are relatively credible. But yeah, it's not looking great for little old Australia. And it's not until you put all of that together in a well-produced piece delivered expertly by an intelligent comedian that you begin to see that our crop of choices is generally quite stuffed. That's not even the best bit, though. No, not by a long shot. He took a swing at Australia's very own Donald Trump.
Perhaps the most eye-catching candidate is Clive Palmer, head of his own United Australia Party. He's a brash businessman who's pushing a populist, anti-establishment platform. And if that's already reminding you of someone, just wait till you hear him yelling at a news anchor.
We've got to stop about the fake news, people attacking individuals. As I said, my wealth's $4,000 million. Do you think I give a stuff about what you personally think or anyone else I might care about this country? God bless Australia.
You're making
put
this
Australians
campaign
first.
Wow. That's all pretty Trumpy right there. Arrogance, check. Red tie, check. He even has billboards with his campaign slogan, Make Australia Great, which notably doesn't say Make Australia Great Again.
You know what? That's up to us, though. I mean, if the eyes of the rest of the world are looking at us at the moment and going, make Australia great, and not thinking make Australia great again, even though we know that Australia has been great for a long, long time, it's up to us to make decent choices. But isn't it great to have such amazing ambassadors representing Australia on the world stage in politics? They all deserve a good egging. Oh, wait.
The Rush Hour with Pete Carelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
It's pink and white.
I'm telling you, it's green and grey, mate.
It is pink and white.
You don't know what you think.
You've lost the plot. Has everybody else in here as well. You're listening to Mix 94.5. We'll get to a song in just a moment, because we usually play two back-to-back, but I had to jump on this as soon as I possibly could. Dan, the internet, is in the studio right now. You've sent an email to everybody.
Well, because, you know, those the blue and gold or whatever the other colour
dress.
It's around again with the shoe, and I wasn't. Sometimes I get a bit skeptical and think those things are a bit of a hoax.
Yeah.
So I put it around the office saying, who, you know, if I got one pink and white, I was going to put it out there, and you pinked and whited it.
So everybody out there is saying
green and grey.
Green and grey. So it's either green and grey, it's a shoe, and
Mix 94.5 Facebook page and Instagram. You can go and have a look and make your decision. It's green and grey, mate.
I need to tell you, right? Because I've just got a text message from Kat, the brekkie producer, as well. Yeah. And she's gone, because she's seen the email response, she's gone, you've lost the plot if you think that's pink and white. Now, here's something really weird, because during that song just then, I came out there, right, and I've got a Galaxy watch, so pictures flash up. Pictures flash up on my watch, right, when I get a notification.
Yep.
And as I'm walking out there after I've seen it in here on the computer and gone, that's pink and white, and you've gone, you've lost the plot. I've walked out there, looked at my watch, and seen the same picture, and it's come up as grey and teal, not grey and green, grey and teal, right? And then we've walked back in here, I've looked at the computer, grey and teal again, and then as I'm staring at the computer,
It transformed
to pink and white.
Well.
And before you say to me that you're having me on, because that's what everybody else here has said, right? I love my family.
Yes.
Right? I swear on the lives of my wife and children that I am not pulling the P155 when I say that I'm looking at that picture right now on the computer in front of me and it is pink and white.
Well, that's... When you say that, that's when I believe you, because I know you have a reputation for taking the P155.
I do, but I'm not this time around.
All right, we'll go and check it out. Make sure, let's see what the people think.
So the Mix 94.5 Facebook page.
And Instagram. And Twitter.
Pink and white.
It's all there.
And the Rush Hour at Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Carelli.
But Lachie Reed from our Dead Set Legends, the Triple M footy call team, and of course 10 News First, joins me now for a pretty big announcement coming out of Cricket Australia that involves our little Optus Stadium, mate.
Not little anymore. It's the big stadium, Pete. It's the stadium that everyone wants to play at. And, Cricket Australia have decided we're going to have a test at Optus Stadium, which isn't unusual because we played there last year. But this time it's going to be a day-nighter with the pink ball. It's going to be fantastic. And as you know, being part of the Dockers at night, the game is just so much more spectacular when the lights come on, and yeah, it's going to be absolutely terrific.
Oh, look, it genuinely is. I mean, the first night game that I was a part of for Fremantle was the Len Hall tribute match for the Anzac Week a couple of weeks ago. And, I mean, far out. It was a special night anyway, given the circumstances. But the way that the stadium comes alive, it is the most spectacular light show of any stadium around the country. And I hope they really take use of it.
Yeah, well, they will, I think, too. I mean, this will be a bit of an experiment. Obviously, Adelaide Oval and Adelaide fans have had a taste of day-night cricket, but we over here, aside from your Scorchers Big Bash games, haven't had a test match where half of it is during the day and the other half is at night. The big concerns, I suppose, from an interstate point of view is that, you know, it'll be so late over there in Melbourne and Sydney, but we don't really care about them, do we? It's all about us and all about what a great show we're going to put on.
Exactly right. You, in your opinion, do you think we'll pack the stadium out? I mean, we've got 60,000 seats there.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure it'll get 60,000, but I reckon the first day of that day-night test, everyone will want to be involved. So you'd have to think that somewhere between 50 and 55 will go along, and maybe by the end of the night, you know, after school, kids will come along and just enjoy the second and third session of the game. So, yeah, maybe day one, maybe it'll edge closer to the 60,000, but I'd be surprised if every day would get much more than 40 or 50.
Oh, well, look, this is a great start, and hopefully Perth turns out for it because it means so many more.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. I mean, we've been waiting. We tried to steal the Boxing Day test. That didn't happen, so this is the next biggest thing.
Unreal, Locke. Thank you very much. We'll see more on 10 News First tonight.
No worries, buddy.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
It's the day after the latest episode of Game of Thrones, so you know what that means. Spoilers, no context time. You know what spoilers, no context time is. If you don't, well, let me explain it to you. So if you jump on Twitter or your socials, while you're there having a look at the shoe that nobody can decide on what colour it is, go searching for Game of Thrones and spoilers, no context. I am a mad fan of this show. I absolutely love it. We come in here on a Tuesday around about midday and a heap of us get together and we talk about it. We kind of have to do it in hushed tones, you know, so we don't spoil it for people who haven't actually seen the episode yet. So you can only imagine that considering we open that up to a lot more people when we throw the mics on, that we can't really talk about the show too much until everybody's sort of seen it. Well, I want to talk about it now. And the only way I can do that is with spoilers, no context. Now, the way this came about is you jump on social media, as I mentioned, and go spoilers, no context. You'll find that people throw memes together about the most recent episode of something, or maybe it was Avengers Endgame, with references to really popular instances throughout pop culture history, right? And if you've seen the episode or the movie, you get it. You look at something and you go, oh, yeah, I know you've like grabbed a picture of that movie, but I understand what you're saying with that when it comes to what we've recently seen. Well, I'm doing the radio version. So here is the latest spoilers, no context for the final season of Game of Thrones, episode 4, which aired yesterday. Enjoy. Tonight I'm gonna party like
it's 1999. What the hell's the friend zone? See, when a girl decides that you're her friend, you're no longer a dating option. You become a complete non-sexual entity in her eyes, like her brother or a lamp. Like a virgin,
touched for the very first time. Orange mocha frappuccino! I think I want to
marry you. It's not you, it's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?
Now, there's one in there in particular, the Orange Mocha Frappuccinos, where even if you have seen the episode, you may miss it, right? But this is a spoiler that I can tell you because there's nothing crazy that actually happens. But apparently, or not apparently, because I've seen it, in yesterday's episode of Game of Thrones, there's a scene with Daenerys Targaryen sitting at the head of the table at Winterfell, and they've stuffed up a little bit because there's a coffee cup from like a Starbucks or something sitting in front of her on the table in the scene. Check it out.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Stannard Homes, they're WA's longest standing family home builder. And if it's not good enough for their family, it's not good enough for yours. Caller of the day time.
Caller of the day.
Joe, it's Pete at Mix. How are you?
No way!
Yes, way! Yes, way! Caller of the day.
Oh, thank
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being a part of the show this afternoon. You're off to see James Rain, A Crawl to Now Tour, live at the Regal Theatre, September 21. For everybody else listening, tickets through Ticket Tech or win them on other days during the week. But enjoy the show, Joe.
Oh, thank you so much. I will. Thanks, Pete. And I love your show, Pete, in the afternoon.
You are very kind. It's only as good as the people who call in, Joe, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Not a problem at all. We'll do that again tomorrow. Don't forget Janelle Koenig in for Wednesdays as well. Have a great arvo.
The Rush Hour catch-up for Stannard Homes, WA's longest-standing family home builder.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.